So I always look on the bright side, and I think it's great that we're talking about this. I think it's incredibly unfortunate that we are having this Me Too moment, that we're understanding that there's sexual harassment and sexual abuse and predators who are still out there, because, you know, those of us who have kids who are, you know, maybe in their 20s or so, we all thought that this was solved years ago, and it turns out that it wasn't. However, the best thing about the Me Too movement, the positive, is that it makes it discussable. The issues that women face at work are now something that we can discuss with women and men are eager to be part of the conversation. And that's why I wrote That's What She Said, is to reach out to men and say, let's all work together to close the gender gap.
All right, with that in mind, not that I speak on behalf of all men, but let me at least say this. In the last few weeks or months, as this has been a story, I will say I have been more cautious, sensitive, I'm not sure the word, where maybe I felt comfortable around women in the workplace in our normal chat. Now maybe I'm a bit more cautious. Is that right or wrong?
Well, we're seeing more of that at the moment, but here's what I would say is, act as you've always acted. One of the reasons I wrote That's What She Said is to get rid of that fear, because it existed even before the current moment that men have been sort of on tenterhooks when they're talking about issues of gender. And there, you know, what I would say is, first of all, don't be afraid, because the vast majority of men are not sexual predators. And if you're not a sexual predator, you don't have to worry. Right? So, and if you're a creepy guy, you probably know you're a creepy guy. So I would say the fear is misplaced, but I would also say, and I've experienced this myself, I had a drink the other night with a business friend, and I met him at a restaurant. He gave me a hug, and he pulled back, and he said, uh-oh,
yeah.
Is that still okay?
Right.
And I said to him, yes, it's totally fine. He'll never have to ask me that again. But I didn't mind that he asked, and I think it's a sign of respect that he asked. And so I think there never hurts to ask, because generally it's fine. And if it's not, you'll find out that it's not fine. And I think there's nothing wrong with that, and that should ease the way. I actually think there's never been a better time for men and women to reach out.
Joanne's book, That's What She Said, we'll put a link up at wilsoncenter.com. And look, I guess that's where I want to kind of go for just a second here, in that in the workplace and the environment, and as far as I know, I've had a clean record for years. But now I'm wondering if women maybe were offended at times by something I said or the way I approached them. It, you know, all of a sudden you begin to question everything. And on the other hand, I don't think that's fair to a woman, because now I'm speaking for women, because they still want to be treated like an equal in the workplace, no matter if you're having a good or a bad day.
You make such an excellent point. That's exactly right. Women don't want to have an awkward workplace. They don't want, and not only that, it's terrible for women, because men are still mostly in charge. And so you want to have an environment where men are free to have a conversation, go out for a business lunch, you know, to mentor women. That's incredibly important. And if we lose that, we're really going to set back the cause of equality in the workplace by years or even decades.
It's a good read, and it's a topic we're all talking about. That's What She Said. Joanne, thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me.